It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you. It is Happy Thursday, July 25th. We're live from the Laughlin Mall at Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host, who was not paying attention. That's why it came on the air a little bit late. Sorry about that. Our guest today is John Paniker, with the CEO of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be talking with John just shortly here. Every day our show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, and Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa on the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care upon Silver Creek Road, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair behind Hobby Lobby. And how is John today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You got a mixer tonight.
Do you have a mixer tonight? It's going to be a good one. It's Horizon Community Bank down there in Fort Mojave.
Right.
Mijung Lombardi and Tristan, the guys down there. Tristan's one of our ambassadors.
Right.
Mijung used to be.
Yeah, she was. What did she do? Just pass it off to the new guy?
She did. I think when she passed it off, she didn't realize you only allowed one per company. So she thought that Tristan and her could both be. And when I said, no, it's got to be one, she passed it over to Tristan, and then she just kind of kept
coming,
showing up.
Yeah, she shows up at everything,
which is good. You know, yeah. Mijung does a lot of. She was one of the people that helped put together that new teacher orientation yesterday.
Right. Yeah,
that was pretty awesome. So she's involved in Rotary and that, and she's brought a lot of members in.
Yeah, she's an organizer.
She's out in the community a lot. So we're happy to do it. They're doing this T-shirt thing tonight,
which
I think is a great idea. Each one of them say that they came up with the idea, so I don't know which one of them did, but
it was probably the newest clerk that came from Pennsylvania, and
right,
they did it
brought
there.
The idea
she
with
brought
her.
The idea, but everybody else stole it.
And now they say, it's my idea, my idea. But I love the idea. You get, I think it's the first 55 or 60 people or something that get there, get a shirt, and it's a white T-shirt, and it says, hi, my name is, and it's got a block on it, and it says, my ideal, or I work for, and you put the name of your company, and then it's got a I'm here to, or my ideal person that I meet with or whatever, and they have a spot to fill that in as well. So, like me, it would be, hi, my name is John. I work for the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, and my ideal person that I'm going to meet with is anybody, business owner or community member. You don't have to be a business owner to be in the chamber, but... and then there's a big box on the back where you can put in other comments. So there's going to be wine there, so I'm a little concerned.
About the comments on the back?
Yeah.
Yes, the evening goes on. They'll start off real nice, and by the bottom they'll be going,
It could be sloppy and vulgar. And,
yes.
But
Mr. Hassett won't be there, right? So it'll...
I'm not sure if he's going to be. I think he's going to be there at the beginning.
Show up, and then he's going to... go off to the graduation, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up and be there for 15, 20 minutes and then head down to the Anderson Auto Group field house.
Yeah, Dr. Ziri has his thing tonight.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I wish I could go to that. It's a chamber thing, so
right.
I have to do the chamber thing, but if not, I'd be going over to that.
He and Gina Colbert were on a couple of weeks ago, and he really wants to branch that out in Havasu and Kingman now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make it bigger.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the medical field, it's easy for him because he knows all those people. And so hopefully maybe next summer it'll have another community or two.
Yeah, what I'd really like to see is that integrated. I know you had the Arizona at Work people on yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
I'd really like to see that integrated into that, to where the Arizona at Work people pick it up from their graduation and take care of them through the following school year or whatever. Because they have an apprenticeship program as well.
Right.
Plus, they've got whatever ridiculous, some 258,000 jobs listed on their website, whatever the number is.
It's and they have money to help people. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants, let's say a guy is wants to become an apprentice plumber, and so he goes and he gets a job with some plumbing company, but he has no tools.
Right.
They have funds to help him get the tools to do the job. Or if he needs boots or if he needs a uniform, you know.
And if you really dig into it, it's really anything that's preventing you from getting to work. So there's one of the examples they brought up was somebody that his car was broken down and he just needed an alternator or something that wasn't super expensive.
Right.
And they took care of that so that he could get from home to work every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah. They're really, really good people over there. Ken Hewitt is a guy that I deal with all the time. And
yesterday I had Joe on, who's a volunteer with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lauren Froschler.
I'm sure that's not the way that's pronounced. But
I'm sure it is. It's Froschler. Froschler.
Froschler. Yeah. That sounds about right.
She was here yesterday, and she's an employee, but she works out of Havasu. But she covers Havasu, Bullhead, Kingman, and Parker.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she has a company car. She's all over the county. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe's on the, Mojave La Paz County Workforce Development Board.
And, right.
And Joe,
you mentioned that.
Joe is our chair up there. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's very much involved. And he's got quite the board.
Besides his full-time regular job.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I like him because he walks around wearing a safety vest all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, that's unique.
Yeah.
It's a cheap uniform. You know, you pick it up at Walmart, Lowe's and Home Depot.
$4 and off you go. Yeah.
So... The mixer starts at 5:30.
Starts at 5:30, yeah. So it's our mixer's just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, no.
So we're getting more and more people out there. We don't get a chance to do too many of them down in Fort Mojave, so hopefully our Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley people will show up in force. It's kind of too bad that it's conflicting with that thing tonight, but you know, we book all of our mixers
a year ago in advance. Yeah.
So
well, and doesn't directly conflict, but the Laughlin Chamber has their Freedom of Expression thing tonight at the Golden Nugget, and that's 5:30 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the town's both sides of the river are going to be empty. Everyone's going to be at three events, you know.
Well, the restaurants are going to be sitting around going,
where is everybody? Yeah, you know, they're eating at the Chamber, and they're eating at the Nugget, and they're eating at the graduation.
I know that Nijung said that they were going to have these things, and she brought them to an ambassador meeting a few weeks ago. She does these caprese things on a toothpick.
Oh yeah,
stick. Yeah, and so it's some buffalo tomato and mozzarella and drizzle. Oh, they're so good. So
see, I'm looking forward to the time change. So when this show is at 1 o'clock Arizona time, I can go to things at noon again.
Yeah, right.
You know, for 4 months I haven't been able to get to anything at 12 o'clock. So it makes it difficult to always be on being here on the air.
We miss you at those ambassador meetings.
Yeah, sure. I know, but I still get stuff to do. That's amazing. I still get emails and say Larry's going to do this. I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
The way it works. If you're not there, you get assigned.
You get tabbed. So. Yeah, so now the big thing for the ambassadors is the Oktoberfest.
Yeah, we're moving good on that. I'm sure you saw yesterday we posted on our Oktoberfest Facebook page. We got a couple more sponsors yesterday. We still got a couple more to go, a couple of big ones and a smaller one. But
who's the sponsor so far?
Oh my gosh!
I know you got to name them off the top of your head. We have Positive Printing,
and Thunderbird
Taxi again.
Culver's is doing the Kids Zone this year.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, that's what Lori stepped up. That's awesome. We got S&S Concrete.
Okay, great.
For a major sponsorship. I know Perfect Water is doing one. Hospice Compassus is doing a big one. I think $1,000 sponsorship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Valley View is doing one. Barron Landscaping signed up yesterday for $1,000 sponsorship.
Good. So it's rocking and rolling, isn't it?
Yeah, we're doing really well. We got two Emerald ones left. Of course, we have our major sponsors as Anderson. So we got two sponsorships just underneath them.
Okay.
That we're trying to sell still, and I think we got one $500 sponsorship, or $300 sponsorship left, something like that.
So you're selling the sponsorships. If somebody's interested and they're listening, call you at the
Chamber. Call me at the Chamber, or you can call Melody over there at Finley. She's working with it, taking care of it.
She's the chairperson of this event.
She is. Yeah. And I just saw her. We were over at Walmart. They're doing a thing over. Finley's doing a drive for kids.
Right.
School supplies.
Yeah.
And so I just saw her over there working hard on that. So
she's
super busy. There, you know, we have 20 some ambassadors, and the bulk of them really, really work hard.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they
it's
do.
Awesome.
And last year we ran out of beer at this event, so we've got that result.
I don't know what you're talking about. It does not sound familiar to me.
You know, we give out the phone number all the time, and we tell people, you know, if they have questions, they can call 702-298-1063. But there are people out there that just decide to text me during the show. They think
so
I've got nothing
easier
to do.
Today's
between
world,
talking
right?
to you and running the computer and running the board, I've got nothing else to do. I might as well read my text messages while I'm here. So Mr. Paul LaVoy says if you need another band to call him, he would be more than happy to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to our entertainment people and see what they want to say.
I don't know if you need somebody at night to rock it up.
We got Kid Nick is coming in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And closing the night for us. They did such a nice job last year.
Yeah, she got all dressed up in her little Lederhosen outfit.
Lederhosen. She's, you know, they do a Taste of Bullhead for us as well.
Know.
And she is totally, they throw themselves into whatever the theme is.
They do.
And we love them. They're awesome.
They're a interchangeable band. They play so much different stuff.
Yeah, you tell them what the theme is.
Yeah. I mean, for the Taste of Bullhead, they've always played whatever we've asked them to do.
Right. So the Taste of Bullhead this year, you know, is Mardi Gras.
Right.
So I pass that on to her, and she's like, I'm all over it. I got this. So we're excited to see what they come up with.
We'll get the book out, and we're going to practice these today, you know.
The outfit is what concerns me more about that.
Yeah, you never know. Because there's a lot of toplessness in New Orleans.
Yeah. So I don't think the Avi's going to be real keen on that. So
yeah, well.
We'll have to
lock them out. Now, there's something missing out in front of the Chamber of Commerce.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, there's this poor little turtle going, nothing to shade me anymore.
Yeah, we took his shade just for a little bit. Actually, I talked to them again this morning. They were out there working on it. So it's kind of sad. I drove past Mojave Signs on my way in this morning, and I saw our old broken down, yellowed, musty sign sitting out there all alone. I kind of felt bad.
Did you think we should have a ceremony or something?
I thought about it. Maybe do like the old, what they did at the disco days down at the at Wrigley Field, where they put it out in the middle, all those records out in the middle of the field and blew them up.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Well, either that or we can get sledgehammers and just break it all up into pieces.
Yeah, we're moving forward on the LED sign. They were out there digging this morning. One of the holdups has been the contractor that they had to go and put the footing in for the concrete. He wasn't there. He was on vacation. So he got back. They dug the hole this morning. They said they're putting the post in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm expecting by middle of next week or so, hopefully the concrete will be cured, the post will be ready, they'll have the sign up, and we will be rocking and rolling.
So you have a crane sitting out there for a couple of days, because when they drop those in, they have a crane that stabilizes
it
sits there for days.
It's okay, we can deal with that.
Yeah, you can deal with that over the weekend.
Don't want it to fall,
Right.
But you know what, this is one of the things we looked at. Well, you know the Taste of Bullhead.
Yeah.
The Taste of Bullhead was created because the ambassadors wanted to replace that sign. That was 9 years ago.
I know.
So we've had some...
That was a long time ago.
We've had some obstacles with the state and BLM and that, and we've worked through it. ADOT was helpful, and Congressman Gosar was very helpful, and the city's been helpful.
Good.
So we got it.
Yeah, so it'll be up next week. And you've already got all your advertisers, right?
We got almost all of them. We have one left on one side, and I think two spots left on the other side.
I've got something to put on there if you need it.
Okay.
You know, we have a couple, you know, things going on around town that we can put on there to fill it until you sell it.
I understand there's some things going on around town.
Yeah, like Oktoberfest or, something like that.
I've heard that,
We can just stick it in there.
A kids festival comes
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kids Expo.
Kids Expo,
All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Maybe I'm a lost man out dressing.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest fashions for the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. While you're there, take a break and enjoy one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theaters. You'll find great shops all around the Laughlin Outlet Center. Clothing, shoes, art, kitchen, novelty, and food. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value and style.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Will your summer involve the Colorado River? Hello, this is Bullhead City Manager Toby Cotter. The City of Bullhead City, the Bullhead City Police Department, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and the Bullhead City Fire Department are working together to keep you safe on our beautiful Colorado River. With a custom safety video for all renters of watercraft and a few simple reminders, stay right, no brakes, and keep your distance. These three simple reminders can be the difference between a fun time on the river or a disastrous memory. Enjoy our Colorado River. Don't wreck your weekend.
Hey, there's dead air.
All right, we are back. Sorry about that. We get busy during the commercials, you know. I mean, it gets a little crazy sometimes. I got somebody wanting to be on the show. And, yeah, a lot going on. Hitchhiked away across USA. It's Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, and brought to you every weekday by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin 20 Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. So those are our sponsors. We're visiting with John from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, CEO.
Sounds important, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the executive director for years and years and years. Prior to that, it was president and CEO, and then they changed it. And then one of our chamber executive meetings, they said, you need to consider changing everything to president and CEO because that is more of a business connotation rather than executive director is a non-for-profit kind of connotation.
Wow.
So I brought that up to the board, and they, in lieu of a raise, they gave me a new title. So I was like, hey, thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah. So. And then they said, don't get new business cards. Just cross it out and change it. Yeah.
Save some money. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know that it really – I guess president and CEO sounds more important, but you know, when you look at people like Autumn Boyle Robinson, who's an executive director, she works her butt off and raises a lot of money and does real nice. So it's not, I don't know that it really carries any extra weight, but yeah. I'll take it.
Well, and Autumn Boyle Robinson used to be executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. Now she's CEO, too.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that changed.
I think that's board saying you need to raise more money. We're going to give you a new title. Go out and get more members and go out and get more funds.
She for sure is raising a lot of money, that's for sure.
Yeah. So
I need to say hi to somebody out there.
Okay.
We added Michael Stanger, the CEO over at Warm Sea, is a new board member for us.
Oh, perfect.
But one of his people over there, she's the director of case management, Eleanor.
Uh-huh.
Boas, I think is how you pronounce her last name. She's over there, and she attends a lot of our stuff, and every time I see her out in the community, she's very supportive of the chamber. So
oh, good.
I know she listens to your show. I just wanted to say hi.
All right. I need to get Michael in here.
I was just with him a couple of hours ago. Actually, I could have stuck your business card in his pocket.
Yeah.
And I'll call you.
I'll take one of those. All right.
So yeah, he's just coming up on a year in the community, or right at a year right now in the community.
Well, it says something for Michael when you were brought in as an interim to just keep the building solid while we go out and hunt for a CEO. And then he says, well, I'm kind of liking this. And they go, well, you've done such a good job keeping it. Just stay there.
Yeah.
You know.
And this isn't an easy place to
no.
I mean, if you're not from here,
yeah.
It's kind of a shock to the system.
Well, so. And we have another new hospital being constructed mm-hmm. right now that's going to be it's going to be more geriatric and a specialized hospital.
Right.
And actually, for when it comes to Warm Sea and Valley View, they'll be able to send people to that new hospital when it gets open.
It's actually, I think they said, like one of only three or four or something in the country that has that specialty.
Yeah.
The only one in our state, for sure. Right. I'm really happy. Chaz and Amy over there, met with them a couple of times. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, they were recently at the Western Auction.
They were. They sat at the chamber table.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that was... That was a fun time.
So you were saying Michael's on your board. Mm-hmm. When is your board installation, all the official handoff and switchover?
We try to do it around this time because the mayor comes in and installs the new board and all that. So they take over July 1st, so it should be about this time.
Oh,
we
okay.
just got so many things going on that we haven't had a chance to put it together. Between the water fight and all these other things going on. We just haven't had much of a chance to do it. So I'm hoping that we get it together. I'm guessing early September we'll have it in.
Oh, okay.
We'll have it going. So
just before the Oktoberfest.
Right.
Yeah.
This will be one last hurrah.
And then there's two mixers that month also, right?
Yeah. It's a busy month.
It is.
And I'll be gone for a chunk of that for a conference in, a few days in Flag.
Oh, okay.
Not a big deal, if there's anything left.
Yeah, I know. It's burning up.
Yeah.
It's burning up. So, all right, let us take another break.
And we'll try to be back on time.
We'll try to come back on time.
Okay.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Nowadays, honest mechanics are a rare commodity. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, a family-owned and operated shop where the guys truly care about getting you back on the road. Look no further than their customer reviews. Summer is here and isn't letting up. ATCO Auto offers AC service for $19.95 plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $139.95 and tranny service now only $99. When you need the best auto repair, brakes or air conditioning service for your car or truck, call on ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, Arizona, 928-444-1150. Sometimes all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
We would like to announce the Declaration of Independent Pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. At the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, they are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference. Because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sun Bum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Caring for you and about you.
Oh, The dog days of summer are here. The White Sheet is celebrating those furry little friends with an informational section of this week's White Sheet. Get the doggone facts on caring for your BFF. Find the best way to pick out a vet, training, pet insurance, and why not add to your family and adopt one of these little guys, giving them a true dog's life. Portion of the proceeds of this week's special Hot Summer's Cool Dog section of the White Sheet will be donated to the Western Arizona Humane Society. Your tail's gonna wag with this week's White Sheet.
Look at that, I made it on time. Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. We are with Speak Out every Monday through Friday, right here from 12 to 1 on KNTR, Voice of the Free. And it's brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where, of course, you can get a nice breakfast or lunch or dinner. And then you can always take a pie home or muffins for the next morning or some cookies or brownies. And they're going to build in Kingman. I saw the site yesterday. It's like right across from Boys Furniture there, across from the couple stores in there anyways. So, but I heard they're having a hard time with the dirt. It's like really, really hard. They're going to have to really chop it up somehow up there. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they've got the co-op connection card. And if you go to Perkins and you have a co-op connection card, you can save money. And you can also save on prescriptions and furniture and even cars with your co-op connection card. Pick it up at the offices on Hancock Road for MEC. And then we have Barron's Pest Solutions. You've heard about them, because if you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites and you don't want them, then you call Barron's and they'll take care of that for you. Because that's what they do, and they'll come around every month if you want them to. They just did my house, I think, Monday of this week. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. I was just there yesterday in Kingman, and they've got that oil special right now. Oil change, only $29.95, plus a 30-point inspection of your vehicle. So they don't just change the oil. They want to make sure everything else is working good, too. So stop into Martin Swanee in Hyundai in Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort are there on the second floor. If you need a haircut, color, tinting, if you need a pedicure or body wax. Johnny, you need a body wax?
Probably, but
yeah.
No thank you.
Okay. Or a massage.
Now you're talking.
Right after the mixer and a nice hour-long massage there. Check out Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they do physical therapists, and then they've got occupational and speech therapy, and then a skilled nursing facility. And so if you need those services, stop by and check it out. If you think you might need them later, stop by for a tour so you're already familiar with the facility on Silver Creek Road. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, of course, they do transmissions as part of their name. And then plus your air conditioning. Right now in this weather, you might need a little tune-up for that AC. Stop in there and see Jeff. He'll take care of that for you. And then they do brakes and they do tune-ups and they do all kinds of work on your car. It's family-owned and operated. See Jeff and Joe at ATCO Transmission right behind Hobby Lobby. All right. If you have questions for John or myself, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. So let's talk about water. That was John. That was his sign, not mine.
It's just, this, we started in this thing a year ago, and I thought that it was something that was going to be positive for the community. And I would say for the bulk of the community, it has been positive.
I think so, yeah.
But it's the vocal ones that get onto Facebook and dispute everything and just keep regurgitating EPCOR's tired old statistics and hypotheticals. You know, EPCOR last year, they were putting out their $200 million, right? And we were all going, it's not going to be $200 million.
Right.
Well, that didn't, I guess, strike enough of a chord, so now they're trying to scare everybody with $400 million.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's their new billboard one. It's going to cost $400 million.
What happened to the 130?
Well, it's 130 plus interest, plus lawyer's fees, plus what you don't understand, or what people don't understand, is that, I beg everybody to go out and look at the city council meeting where they talked about this. They had Sean Bradford there from EPCOR.
Right.
And he did a presentation. They had Ref Tellis was there. The city manager made a presentation and laid out the facts and that. I just would hope that everyone would go and look at that first, not just take what their friend who works at EPCOR told them. One of the things that they're doing is that they're scaring all their employees, saying the city's going to buy it and fire all of you. Well,
the city said just the opposite.
The city said at the city council meeting,
yes,
we are going to make offers to all those people that work there.
Right.
They're our friends and our neighbors, and well, we don't want them unemployed. We
and not only that, but they know the system. Yeah. Right. They know what it's all about. They know right. the system and whatnot. So why would you want to get rid of them?
It's ridiculous. You know, there's going to be some consolidation, obviously. You
right.
know, it's cheaper to have the wastewater do wastewater
oh, yeah.
and water billing.
Yep.
They won't have to pay for an office. They already
right.
have an office.
Yeah.
The city will save $240,000 a year in their personal water bill that
right.
they don't have to pay. There's a lot of places where they're going to be able to cut. There's some discussion. On, we looked at the benefits that the EPCOR employees are getting versus what the city gets.
Right.
Some of them are a little bit better for EPCOR. Some of them are better for the city.
Okay.
So there's going to be that. Where the rates are going to be, I think that that's probably something that will end up having to be negotiated.
Right.
But the mayor assured me yesterday that they want to try and keep the rates right where they're at right now,
right.
with the wages that the employees are making. So,
oh, okay.
You know, that's one of the things that people are freaked out about. And then when you assure them on that, then they move on to something else.
Right.
You know? And so it's just it's I would really hope that the people would reserve judgment and stop regurgitating EPCOR's propaganda out on Facebook. It's not their whole you're going to have lawyer's fees. You know, there's not going to be. It's not going to be. If the city decides that if it gets voted through and the city decides they're going to do this, what's going to happen is they try to negotiate with EPCOR. EPCOR has already said that they won't.
Right.
And then they will have to immediately file in court that they are going to take this over, and it's immediately, by state law, it's immediately awarded to the city.
Right.
There's not a let me decide on this or whatever. It's immediately awarded to the city. If that happens, then it's over. The city takes it over. All that's left is the jury or the judge will decide what that value is. We expect it'll be somewhere around between 55 and 70 million.
Right.
That makes sense.
And
but it could be lower, Larry. There's been cases
yeah.
where the appraisal came in at $25 million and they ended up selling it for $22 million.
I keep thinking and hoping that if the citizens all vote yes, okay, they've sent a clear message. They want the city to take it over. At that point in time, I hope EPCOR would say, all right, let's talk and let's negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Because EPCOR now has heard from the citizens. They want, you know, if it goes that way.
Right.
So if the citizens turn around and all say, you know, let's do this, I'm hoping that EPCOR will say, all right, you want us out? Then let's sit down and negotiate.
I would hope so, too. I think that'll yeah. go a lot better than sending it to a jury. Because, you know, the jury is made up of people
yeah.
in this county, not
right.
necessarily here. They're not the Maricopa County people.
That's right.
And they're not used to paying $45 per 7,000. And you know what? We keep talking about how these rates are going to be for the residents. But one thing that we haven't really discussed is the rates for the businesses.
Right.
So the residence rate went up 25%, 26% last year, or this interim one. But the businesses, and I spoke to one of them this morning, his went up 41%.
Wow.
Now, 41% when you're talking $30, it's 12 bucks. That's,
yeah.
That kind of
stuff. There's no restaurant paying $30.
No. Or a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or a
Dot Foods.
Yeah. There's just, and the chamber, even the chamber, I've got three, besides myself, I have three employees.
Right.
Two and a half. And our bill is going to go up. Our bill this year is projected to be up about $1,600.
Wow.
Well, we're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know? So that $1,600 for us is a lot of money.
Right.
And we're just a little thing with four people in it.
I know.
You know, you talk some of these people that use a lot of water.
Well, and that's your restaurants because they're washing dishes and they're, you know, so I don't care if it's Perkins or if it's Carl's Jr., you know.
Yeah.
Look at the employees they have at Carl's Jr., plus the public that's in there using the restrooms, washing their hands and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what their water bill is, $60, $70, $80 a month probably.
Oh, and, I would guess that you're probably woefully off on that.
Oh, am I?
Oh, my, okay. Far.
Well.
You know, I'm guessing that their water bill is probably at one of those places, probably $400 or $500.
Oh, wow!
And now you add another $400 or $500 on top of that.
Yeah,
it's and you know,
yeah,
who's going to pay for that? They're not going to eat that.
That's right.
They're not going to say, oh, well, take it out of our profits.
Yeah,
it's going to be passed on.
Price of a burger just went up.
It just went up.
Yeah. Fries are now $7.
Yeah, so you're paying $38 at home for your water. And then you're going out, and now that $4 burger is $5, or that $12 steak is $14.
Yeah.
It's gonna. And where it hurts us is that we pride ourselves on having the lowest cost of living in the state.
Right.
Bullhead City does. We send out a lot of promotionals around the country on the tourism side to do this. We also use it for our economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come and bring your business to Bullhead City. Besides the wonderful view and the great people, you also have the lowest cost of living in the state. That's going to suffer.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and you take Culver's or you take Hobby Lobby that's only been here a short time, and that's going to really hit them hard.
Right.
They're not going to have any history, you know.
Yeah. You brought us into this community on how great how the low cost of all these things, and immediately I get hit with this. So,
yeah,
it's going to hurt. You know, people don't like eminent domain. 100% agree. I hate the idea of eminent domain, and I think a lot of time it's abused. But the whole idea behind eminent domain is to do what's best for the community.
Right.
Right. And which do you prefer? Which word bothers you more? Or words, eminent domain or monopoly?
Yeah,
because this is a monopoly.
And the other thing is, when that burger goes up to $5 or $6, a lot of families are going to say, "We can't go out right now.
Yeah.
We're just going to eat at home." So now all of a sudden, you have Carl's Jr. laying people off because they're not as busy. You have Culver's laying people off. You have Perkins laying people off,
right.
and
it steamrolls.
Yeah, it just rolls and rolls and rolls on.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we were and people brought this up when we were talking about the fire bond, and we were talking about the field house bond.
Right.
So we are okay right now. We're supposed to be okay with in the last 4 years raising our average water bill $18. It's like $17.70.
Okay.
Okay. That for the average person. $17.70 a month from 4 years ago to today. And in May next year, it will go up more. Probably the consolidation will go through at that time,
right.
And it will probably be in the mid to upper 40s at that time. So that will be $24 in 5 years, about. We're supposed to be okay with that. What we're not supposed to be okay with is the $4 for the average person a month that they have to pay for the field house.
Right.
Or the $4 more a month on average that they have to pay for the fire bond, so our firemen have safety equipment and turnouts and new trucks. And those things are bad. Those $4 each are bad. This $18 is okay.
Yeah.
I don't
well, and the big thing that I have a problem with is this isn't EPCOR saying operationally we need more money.
Right.
This is the people at the state saying, we want you to consolidate and have one rate.
Right.
Well, you know, when Andy Tobin was here, and now he's not on that commission anymore, I said, in Mojave County, there are 5 Maverick gas stations. They get all their gas from the same truck. It starts off in Kingman, Golden Valley, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, and Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
But all the prices for gas at all those stations is different. They bought it all at the same price. But they have to sell it and compete with the other gas stations
in that community,
market. And so, but they all paid the same price for it. Now, no one's telling them, oh, flat rate all of them, you know, because you paid the same for it, you know.
I had that exact same discussion last night with a business owner here, and he said, how can you tell a business that they should not charge the same everywhere? And I said, well, because do you charge? Is a 2,000 square foot home in Anthem the same as a 2,000 square foot home here?
No,
why not?
Yeah,
because the cost of living there and the median income over there is a lot higher than ours.
Well, not only that, but when EPCOR bought American Water, mm-hmm. they paid whatever, and the bills were whatever. If you buy that one in Anthem, their bills are whatever, and so they're not the same.
Right.
They're not the same in Bullhead City and Anthem. And to make them the same, you're not going to take Anthem down or Scottsdale down. You're going to bring Bullhead up.
Yeah.
And only for the reason of making it the same. Not because you need a new tank, not because you need new pipes, not because you need new trucks, or because your employees have to get an increase in pay. You're only doing it because you were told to do it by the state.
Right. Now these rates are supposed to be based on their true costs, right? There's some factor in there because EPCOR can make a profit.
Right.
So they make a profit. The way they're doing it isn't right. They're making a profit on the interest of their loan that they loan themselves.
Yes.
But that's another fight. But part of their costs down in Anthem and Sun City and Paradise Valley and those areas is that they have to pay their people more down there. So
okay.
That's why the rates are going to be higher. So don't make us subsidize
those
Joe
employees.
Smith that
yeah.
has to make $30 an hour versus the guy up here making $22 an
right.
hour. You know,
well, and I guarantee you what EPCOR hasn't said is if they do this, you think these employees here aren't going to want to be paid the same as Anthem?
Sure. Oh, I would.
Yeah. Because now you're making as much as you are in Anthem
yeah.
and with less cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. There's just a lot of misinformation out there.
Well,
I wish that people would.
I challenged somebody a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, or a week or so ago on Facebook, and there was no convincing. I said, would you do me a favor? Would you call the city manager, 763-9400, talk to Toby? And the next day he came back and he said, I talked to Toby. You're right. And I don't remember what we were talking about, but I just said, thank you.
I have a gentleman that I got fed up with it on our post, and I said, look, I'm in the Chamber of Commerce building. You can't miss it. There's a giant turtle out front.
Yeah.
Come on down.
There's
and
no
talk.
Sign.
Come on down and talk to me about it. And
yeah.
And he is coming in tomorrow morning, and we're going to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
He is a he's a vote no guy.
Right.
And we'll sit down, and I don't know if I'll persuade him or
well, I just think that people have to realize that the city council and the city staff, from Toby Cotter all the way down to the park worker, they made this decision because they felt that our citizens should pay less for the water and not pay what Anthem and Scottsdale pays.
Not only that, Larry, it's even without the consolidation, which we know the consolidation next year will for sure go through
yeah.
now that Tobin's not there. But even without that, it went up 86% in 4 years, and it's going to climb at least another 20 or 25% next year. So even take the consolidation part out, how does it go from 21 to 45 or 50 next year
yeah.
in 4 years?
Yeah.
That's just, it's not, it's ridiculous. And when you break down, and the city has this, when you break down, it's public knowledge,
right.
where those monies are going, you know, every month they send a check from here to the mayor of Edmonton, Canada.
Yep.
They send it to the board of directors up there,
yeah.
the sole stockholder up there, the city of Edmonton, Canada.
Yeah.
$171 million in profit last year left the United States to go to Edmonton.
$171 million. Not just Bullhead. They have several water companies all over.
Yeah. Well, they've got them all over the state and
right.
and some in New Mexico, I think
right.
it is.
So they're making some money on us.
They're making some cash. I would be fighting this thing
yeah.
hand and tooth, too. So,
all right, let us take another break, and we're going to come back and talk with John a little bit more.
There's an epic summer clearance at Martin Swatty Hyundai. Today, get a beautiful brand-new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV backed with America's best 100,000-mile warranty. Ask about extra rebates for retired military, first responders, and current Hyundai owners. See the selection at Martin Swatty Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswattyhyundai.com.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
Hi, I'm Marion Platt. Welcome to Heartbeat. Said the car behind me. It spoke loudly and impatiently. Okay, so the car didn't actually speak. In my city, driving seems to bring us all to the edge of our sanity. At the next light, the same car appeared in front of me. I, being the essence of patience, am sad to report that I repaid his earlier beep with a long and loud beep of my own. The driver waved, and then turned and smiled before he drove away. I returned the smile. Patience is often described as a virtue. The Bible teaches that God is patient with us. The next time you're driving, remember me. Think patience, be patient, and do not do likewise. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
And we're back. Almost 1 o'clock, shortly. This is Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa and the Riverside Resort Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair right behind Hobby Lobby. And we're back with John Paniker in the next, 4 minutes or so. The big mixer tonight, that's going to be fun with the T-shirts and...
Time. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
I want to get a hold of your T-shirt and write something on the back of it for you.
Well, I was trying to come up with something really cool to put on mine, and I just, my brain is fried. Too many early morning meetings and late night meetings.
And you're not an early morning guy.
I am not an early morning guy, and I had a board meeting at 7:30 this morning, and...
You're saying that like you want the board to make some changes.
You know what? We tried to. John Hassett is our new chair.
Right.
And I tried to convince him that we should do this at another time. But, you know, I have 15 board members.
Right.
And most of them are either managers or owners. Whatever. And trying to get them to come and see me at the end of the day.
Forget it.
Nope. And trying to make it during their business days, that's not happening either. Yeah. As it is, we already have three or four people that have to leave like 8:45 so they can get out of there.
Right.
But Mr. Hassett, he had his first meeting this morning as the chair.
Oh.
In and out in an hour.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, he is not messing with it. Get to it and on to the next item. So.
Good. Well, that's the way meetings should be because... Otherwise, they drag on and on and on.
Yes.
No, you don't want that.
No.
So, all right.
That whole moving the board meeting thing failed miserably. So, 7:30 it is.
Oh, you tried.
Did try.
Yeah. So you just have to go to bed early on Wednesday nights. You know, that's all there is to it.
I lay in bed going, all right, so tomorrow I've got to do this.
ZQL.
I've got to do this.
ZQL.
Then I've done that as well, and I'm still groggy in the morning. So I'd have to take ZQL at 6 o'clock on my way home from work. I hope that I'm okay.
Well, you could try that. That might work. I don't know.
You know, there's right now there's some construction workers sitting out there going, you big wimp.
Yeah.
I'm up at 3:30 every morning, and I work until 7
yesterday, a young lady, and I won't say her name, she put on Facebook that her husband brought her home flowers after his 10-hour day and then took the family, their two daughters and her, up to the lake, and they had dinner at the lake, and they were out and playing, and she said, this is so amazing. He worked 10 hours today and does all this, and I thought, what a pig.
Ruin things
because,
for us.
Yeah, those of us that don't have that kind of energy at
first
night.
First, the flowers thing, you know, that's bad enough. But then
no, they take the girl. Yeah. They got two little daughters and take them up to the lake where they're going to play in the water and have a great time.
We have to step up our game, Larry.
Yeah.
You know, if he's got two little daughters, he's probably young, and I could do that too back then.
Okay.
I'm all right. Too old now.
We'll stick with that.
Yeah, that's our story.
All right, we got about one more minute. Anything else you want to plug about the chamber? The phone number, call for more members?
Yeah.
Members?
We're always looking for members. Please come on down. We're doing, you know, you don't have to be a member to go to the mixer today.
Oh, okay.
So come on down and check out what we do. We've been getting more and more people that are not members show up to those things and become members. We signed two members up yesterday that were not members, went to one of our mixers and said, I got to be part of this. So
good.
Go to Horizon today, 5:30. Yeah. Mijang will feed you. She will give you wine. She'll ply you with wine.
Yep.
There's soda and water and everything else, but and some really good food and lots
of
great
fun.
Contacts. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Oh, Ryan Davis. Ryan Davis is out there listening.
Who's Ryan Davis?
That's Chrissy's fiance.
Oh, okay.
My office manager.
Yeah.
He just texted me 3:30 every day, and he's one of those guys that gets home before Chrissy, makes dinner. He's another one that makes us.
We gotta talk to him.
Yeah, no, he's not.
We gotta talk to him.
He's not a good guy.
All right, Sean Hannity's up next after the news. Everyone have a great day. Yes, sir. We did mention the graduation tonight at 6 o'clock. Everyone have a good one. Yes, we did.